Of course, to make a car work, you need fuel. And the next section deals with VAT recovery on fuel, which is a fairly complex area. The first area I want to cover is VAT, where all the VAT is recovered on fuel purchased by the business. If that's the case, then the business accounts for VAT on private use by means of a scale charge. A scale charge is a fixed sum which is declared on VAT returns. So what happens is that the business will claim all the VAT on fuel purchased, whether it be for business purposes or holiday purposes or any private purpose, and then account for VAT on the private use by declaring the scale charge and paying the scale charge to HMRC. There has been a recent change on how the scale charge is calculated. Up to the 1st of May 2007, the fuel scale charge was based on the cc of the car and whether the car was petrol or diesel. From the 1st of May 2007, the scale charge is based on emissions. There are now 21 bands which have different scale charge amounts depending on the emissions of the car. There are alternatives to the scale charge. You can either just log business miles, and provided you keep the log in sufficient detail, then you can satisfy HMRC that you are only claiming VAT on the business fuel and not the private fuel. If you can do that, then there's no need to do the scale charge because you've accounted for private use by not claiming the VAT in the first place. So logging private business miles is one way of apportioning VAT on fuel. If you can't really do that, but still don't want to go down the scale charge route, you can claim VAT on fuel for specific journeys. For example, if the business is in the south of England and an employee or you have to go to Newcastle on business, you could log that particular journey and claim the VAT on the fuel used for that specific business journey. Again, you're only claiming VAT on business use, so therefore there is no need to do this scale charge. Alternatively, you could not claim any VAT at all. If you can't be bothered to log business miles or can't afford the time to log business miles or log specific journeys, you don't want to do the scale charge because remember, the scale charge could end up with you paying more VAT than you're claiming back. So if you don't want to do the scale charge, then one alternative is not to claim VAT at all. But in order to do this, very bizarrely, you have to write to Customs or HMRC to let them know that you're not going to claim any VAT on fuel. One thing to remember, you can't just do that for one particular vehicle. It's either all or nothing. If you're not going to claim VAT on fuel, that will relate to all the vehicles owned by the business. Most businesses, or a lot of businesses of any size, pay mileage rates to employees when they go about their business for the employer. VAT can be claimed on mileage rates, but there has been a change from the 1st of January 2006 to how the VAT has to be accounted for. Up to the 1st of January 2006, this was an area where you didn't need a VAT invoice in order to recover VAT. All the business needed was the claim, which was produced and submitted by the employee for so many miles at so much a mile. The VAT element could be claimed. One thing to just mention here, if a business pays, say, 40p a mile, which is the normal standard rate for an employee using his own car, the business cannot claim VAT on the whole of that 40p, because that 40p includes items which are not VAT-able, such as insurance, wear and tear, depreciation of the car, etc. It could only claim VAT on the fuel element. The fuel element will range from about 10 to 13p, depending on the size of the car. You can't go wrong if you use the recommended AA rates, and I believe there's a rate published by HMRC on its website. If you go outside those rates and say claim 16p a mile, you've got to be prepared to justify that to HMRC. So going back to the mileage claims, you can claim 10 to 13p a mile based on the mileage claim. That was up to 1st of January 2006. What happened then was there had to be a change because the European Court got involved, and the European Court dictates how we administer VAT in the UK and all other member states. The European Court got involved and said, no, that's not possible for employees or employers to claim VAT on fuel purchased by employees. They said the supply was by the garage concerned to the employee, and just because the business paid for the fuel didn't mean that the business could recover the VAT. Well, HMRC fudged that one and were taken themselves to the European Commission and told they must do something about this particular aspect of VAT recovery. Well, they did. They consulted, and then we've got a system now whereby you can still claim VAT based on the mileage records produced by the employees, but the employee must obtain VAT invoices from the garage, or what's terms I'll mention later on, less detailed VAT invoices from the garage, and submit those with the claim for the employers to hold with the claim to justify the recovery of VAT. That gets round the position of the employer not having a VAT invoice. The invoices will not match up with the amounts claimed, obviously, but as long as you have, or the employer has, invoices which more than match the claim, then HMRC will accept it. Other areas where VAT can be reclaimed are staff accommodation, but not accommodation for directors. If goods are purchased partly for business use and partly for private use, then you have a choice. The business has a choice. You can either recover the VAT in full at the time of purchase of the goods and then charge yourself VAT every time you take the goods out of the business to use privately. Very convoluted. It does give you a cash flow advantage, but you need specific records in order to do that. The other way of doing it is just to apportion the VAT at source. And if you're going to, say, use the goods 50% for business use, 50% for private use, then you immediately just reclaim 50% of the VAT, and that's the end of the matter. VAT on clothing is an area which has caused some dispute and concern. In fact, VAT on ordinary clothes cannot be recovered by anybody. It has to be specific. VAT on overalls can be recovered, but as I say, not ordinary clothes or suits. VAT on legal costs incurred by a business, it depends who benefits. If it's the business which is, say, defending itself against litigation, then the VAT on the legal costs is recoverable. But if it's, say, a personal litigation between one of the directors and whoever's suing the director, then the VAT on the costs is not recoverable. So it would depend. Defence of staff can be a business expense and recoverable, but not defence of directors. Whether VAT can be claimed on the cost of a mobile phone depends on the policy of the company or organisation concerned. If the written policy of the business is that staff are not allowed to make private calls, then all the VAT on the standing charges and the call charges can be recovered. If staff break that by making the odd personal call and the business turns a blind eye to it, well, so will HMRC, if there's a written policy that staff are not allowed to make private calls. If there is no policy, or staff are allowed to make private calls, then there has to be an apportionment of the VAT, unless the business charges the member of staff concerned for private calls. If a charge is made, then full input tax VAT can be recovered, but output tax has to be accounted for on the charge made to the employee.